Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Herring. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Herring. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish strikes out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan. Akers reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Akers scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Herring reaches second base with a double. Hayworth goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Herring scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The slide. Mannion applies the tag. Gehringer is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder has McManus trapped. He fires to second, with Kress covering, who tags McManus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynish moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Akers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to third. Blue moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mannion scores. Blue scores. Maynish moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynish scores. McGowan moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Stone reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Blue trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mainisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McGowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herring hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Herring reaches third base with a triple. Akers goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mannion strikes out. One out. Red Badgerow pinch hits for General Crowder. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Blue strikes out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Badgerow moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 9-4, Tigers. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. McGowan takes first base on ball four. McNeely moves to third. Manish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.